Okay, I've got 1:22 PM. We'll reconvene in open session, picking up with item number 32 on the agenda, discuss task order CC.07-02 between Coryell County and LRS. Any discussion that the court wishes to have?
Well, there will be an action taken.
Right.
The action would be that the county judge is going to write a letter to NRS requesting.
Send it, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. That's much simplified.
I mean,
we would request that you send a bill.
Yes, I'm going to send a letter requesting payment.
Yes, correct.
Yes, under provisions of paragraph 3, yes. Under task fees.
That doesn't need to be in a motion, does it?
I don't think it does, but.
Okay. All right. No other action.
Okay, Ms. Newton, if you just note discussion 132. Item number 33, consider execution of contract for preparation of SS4A safety action plan. Mr. Belt had circulated a redline copy of the proposed contract and agreement with NRS for the development of the safety action plan.
Does you want to issue the contract with the board for your approval?
I would ask that as part of that contract that we add the development of a benefit cost analysis as to one of the deliverables, and that benefit cost analysis being based off of the pre-existing data that Coryell County currently owns that would support the development of that safety action plan. And again, that would be one of the required deliverables. And other than that, I didn't see any with that contract.
Be no money difference, nothing of that. We contact with the provision that is added. I mean, it's not going to change the money at all, it's just an additional task. Okay, let me see if I can get this right, but I'm going to need your help to add that little verbiage in there. Make a motion to approve the scope of work contract for the development of a safety action plan between Coryell County and NRS with a provision of Brandon Bell adding task benefit cost analysis of existing data. County owned. Existing data.
Thank you.
Ms. Newton, you good? All right, very good. Thank you.
Did you shoot me an email as well or more about kind of how you envision that being worded, and I'll give Mr. Manning a finalized language and get that in there.
Okay. Yeah, because I would like to kind of discuss with you, as they've got this broken down by periods, kind of where we think that is most appropriate to put in there. I mean, and then include that as part of the deliverables they have, excuse me, the deliverables they have defined by period. And so we would need to match that up with when we would anticipate receiving that. So we have a motion to approve the contract with the identified addition of the BCA benefit cost analysis from Commissioner Weddle, second from Commissioner Basham. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any further discussions on the proposed contract with between Coryell County and NRS? We can certainly bring this back, but I just want to understand with those additions and Mr. Belt working that out with NRS, the court by this action is going ahead and authorizing the signature and execution of the contract. Everybody's clear on that?
Yes, as long as that's the only addition. That's the way I made the motion.
Okay. All right, very good. Any further discussion on item number 33? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. And then item number 34, there is no action to be taken. That concludes the business of the court today. We stand adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you.